With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
The Utah Jazz return home after winning three in a row. The first they did in an offensive explosion in Milwaukee.
Crosses to Bogdanović and fires the three over Lopez. Wow!
The next two in Detroit and Cleveland were defensive performances.
Working still in the lane, finds a back-cutting Larry Nance. Favors comes over and eradicates it at the rim.
And off the well-rounded road trip, the Jazz return back in dark mode to face one of the stealthiest scorers in the NBA in Trae Young.
Trae Young, beautiful crossover, shakes Donovan, shoots the three, swish!
From downtown Salt Lake City, it's the Jazz and the Hawks.
Tip-off is now.
David, I really think what I'm going to be looking for tonight to see if the Jazz can shrink the floor on Trae Young, make the floor a lot smaller than a small point guard that shoots from 30 to 35 feet away from the basket. They can make it smaller. Just don't let things get easy for him.
So I actually had a question for Quinn Snyder tonight we didn't get to because he got very long-winded. That was one of my questions. Everyone's using this phrase, shrink the floor. What does it mean? What do you mean by shrink the floor?
Just cut the space down that he has to operate in. I mean, take the ball out of his hands if possible. And then I question that sometimes. If your pickup point is so high, then how do you shrink the floor? So this is going to be interesting to see what the Jazz try to do.
One note for you on pick and roll. Trae Young and John Collins, eighth best in the NBA. Trae Young and Clint Capella have not gelled yet. We'll see what they run with their pick and rolls. Jump ball coming up. Gobert and Capella have had multiple playoff matchups. Jazz are in their dark mode black uniforms, looking sweet with the gold tops, black all the way down the back with the gold letters and the white lettering. As Royce O'Neal throws a high skip pass to Donovan, catches with his right mitt, has to save it off of Hunter, but goes back out of bounds off Reddish. And then back out of bounds off Donovan.
It looked like that first play was supposed to be for Boyan, and Trae Young, who has switched off, wouldn't let him get the pass.
Conley gets the opening assignment on Young. Three-man game over on the left side. A lot of handoffs. A pass to the corner by Young's out of bounds.
There you go. Took away the passing lane. Nice job there by Royce O'Neal.
John Collins voiced a little displeasure this last week about what's going on in Atlanta. And they've lost four of their last five after starting 4-1 to get to 5-5. Ball goes into the stands. Royce O'Neal has to go get it in the crowd because nobody else is allowed to go touch it. And a fan ran down. They quickly told the fan to get back up because they were crossing out of zone A into zone B, or both B to C,
B
or C
a,
to D,
mean.
Or I don't know, some alphabet soup. Here's Conley, pick and roll Gobert. Left elbow, jumper good. Those two have been very good together this year, Mike Conley and Rudy Gobert. Trae Young, left side, 6 feet tall, out of the University of Oklahoma, where he spent a year. Comes off a high pick from Capella. Rises and fires for an off-the-bounce three. No good. Capella knocks it out of Gobert's hands. But picked up by Bogdanović. Bogdanović with black tape today. Driving hard to the cup. Misses. Gets his own rebound. Ball fakes the defender up and finishes for two. Bogey puts in his first two of the night. 4-0 Utah.
In transition. There's what's shrinking the floor. They doubled Trae Young in the backcourt. Made him give the ball up.
Now they're playing 4-on-4. Cam Reddish drives to the basket. Misses. Rebound Gobert. Really interesting strategy. We'll touch back on that in a second. Donovan into the lane. Kicks out to O'Neal. Right side Bogey. Drives again. Caught in the air. Throws back to Donovan. Catch and shoot three. And he missed it. He hasn't missed many this year. The Jazz, when they get catch and shooter special. Donovan's over 50% on those during the season. Here's Hunter. Much improved in his second year. Left side to Collins. Their second leading scorer. Collins. One dribble. 20-footer. Good.
I think one other thing I'm going to be looking at here. Sometime Rudy won't have to jump for a lot of rebounds. He's going to have to go get them tonight because Capella is one that will challenge at the rim.
Interesting point. Mike Conley trying to attack Trae Young. Spins off a Rudy Gobert pick. Straightaway three is good. Atlanta is not good defending the pick and roll ball handler. Boy, one of the worst in the NBA, in fact.
Above the break and dead center in the middle of the floor, Conley has been just off the charts.
Trae Young driving, scooping a shot up, no good. Rebound, Gobert. Rudy with a good rebound. Donovan comes up the near side with black leggings and red shoes tonight. He drives the right hand, brings two defenders to him. Pocket pass to Gobert. Knocked out of his hands, out of bounds. It'll be Jazz ball.
And you can see Rudy already eyes out, looking to the weak side of the floor. Royce O'Neal, the best percentage three-point shooter on the Jazz, all alone down in the corner.
Well, Ron, if what we saw right there is their defense. If the Jazz can get the ball from Gobert to the next guy, people are going to be wide open because they collapsed four guys in the paint there. Conley, left corner, three up and in. Trae Young is not known for his defense, and the Jazz have come right out and attacked him. And they have got an early 10-2 lead. As I mentioned, Atlanta 29th in the NBA guarding the pick-and-roll ball handler. And Mike Conley has got an early 8 on the Jazz Radio Network.
Oh, my!
Utah Jazz Sound Flash. Quinn Snyder.
Within a given game, quarter here, a quarter there, can we sustain a level of focus? And that's really no different from any team. When you see some of the highs, we're playing a certain way. And then, well, I think the key thing is to really try to identify those things. And all of us, you know, where's our focus to be able to do that? And I think that focus is, it's like a muscle. You got to work it, you know, keep building it and get it stronger and stronger and hopefully be able to maintain that focus more consistently throughout.
Quinn Snyder, Jazz Sound Flash, brought to you by Newskin. Newskin, proud sponsor of the Utah Jazz. Discover the best. Interesting, Jazz doubling Trae Young out of the inbound, so he can't get it. Now, the game plan is then to deny Young and not let him get the ball back. The one other time it's worked. Here's Hunter getting by Bogdanovich in the lane. Floater up and in. Still got to guard your other guys, though, and Hunter went right by Bogdanovich. He's having a great year.
Yeah, that was a little high to be picking him up.
Gobert pick. Off the bounce three, up and in. Donovan added the off the bounce three. It started falling during the road trip and changed everything. Mike Conley denies the inbound to Young, so Young's not getting the ball to start possessions. Two-man game for the Hawks, who looks only so willing to not let Trae Young get it back. Driving is Hunter. He loses off his chest, picked up by Conley. Jazz with a 13-4 lead on the run. Bogdanovich, right corner, thinks about a three, now takes it. Bam! Boyan Bogdanovich, 16-4 Utah.
He waited for Trae Young to go by. He wasn't worried about Trae blocking his shot. He just knocked down that three.
Jazz deny Young again. Four-man game, 4-on-4 is the rest of the floor. Driving the basket, going at Gobert's Hunter, swatted out of bounds. DeAndre Hunter last year averaged 12 points a game. He's averaging 16 this year. Second-year player out of Virginia was on that Tony Bennett National Championship team.
6'7" wing player, huh?
Love him.
Yeah.
Super player.
You did
like play, pick and roll. Inbound to Capella, and Donovan accidentally trips Clint Capella. Ron, here's one to watch on Trae Young if he ever gets the ball back. Rudy Gobert will alter your shot chart just by his presence.
Correct.
So Trae Young takes 3 shots a night at the rim and 6.5 shots a night in the key area, in the paint, non-restricted. His shooting percentage dramatically different between those two. 3 from the left side, no good by Reddish, who's struggling shooting this year, and it goes out of bounds. Trae Young in the paint, non-restricted, shoots 36%. But at the rim, shoots 58%. Neither great, one of them really poor. Let's see if he doesn't get to the rim and has to take more floaters because of Rudy. Here's Bogdanovich in the paint, fakes a pass, puts off the window, no. Rudy jams it through the cylinder for 2.
Now,
18-4 Utah.
Great play there by Rudy following it up. But did you see where that ball hit the backboard there for Boyan?
I did not.
It does not get up high enough.
That almost makes it feel like his legs aren't under him, not a wrist problem, Ron.
Yeah. Maybe so. I don't know. I just wish he would make a little softer shot by getting it up in the air.
Hunter gives it to Young. Young gets in the paint. There's a bounce pass, paint to paint to Capella for the layup. Last year, Trae Young led the NBA in paint passes to another paint shooter. Very hard pass to make. It's very crowded for paint to paint passes.
Last 5 ball games, 14-33 for Capella in the paint.
Rudy Gobert gets a pocket pass from Conley and gets tripped up as they are bringing an extra guy into Rudy, and he falls hard to the ground. He'll be all right, but as that play develops, Derek Favors, if they guard that the same with Favors, Favors will stop and make that pass out to corners. That's a natural play for Derek.
Exactly.
Had a nice time before the game, by the way, getting to see Derek's Shivali and the three girls. They're so cute.
I saw them in the hallway back there. They're, it's funny what a year does to kids. They grow, don't they?
I know, so they are so darling. You know, the crazy one for me is I have a picture of my daughter with Derek when he was a rookie, and my daughter at the time was six, which is the same age as Derek's girls now. They're, they're five and a half, almost six.
One shot.
My daughter is now 15. Doesn't look like those cute little things anymore. Gobert makes a free throw, which is good. He'd really been struggling at the end of that road trip. Jazz have won three in a row. 19-6 is the score. That one's short, as you heard. Good sound effects tonight, thanks to the TV truck. Double team on Trae Young before he gets across half court. He gives up the ball. Donovan's guarding him and now denying him. They get it back to Young. Donovan with him. He works the right side of the lane to the basket. Gobert blocks the shot. Rebound comes out to Clarkson. Blocked with his left hand. Clarkson to the front court with light blue shoes and high blue socks. He gets it stripped away and stolen by Hunter. Hunter going the other way, lays it up and in. DeAndre Hunter, excuse me, that was Cam Reddish. Cam Reddish, the Duke product, who struggled shooting. He's their best defensive player. Donovan tries, bounces to Bogey in the corner. Right corner three for Bogey's offline. And the rebound comes down to Trae Young, who comes to the front court with a pass ahead to Capella at the rim. Layup good. Trae Young is a nifty passer.
And that's the reason you want to take the ball out of his hands if possible.
Donovan drives, wild left-hand shot at the rim as he tried to climb the chest of Collins. Misses the shot, rebound comes down to the Hawks. They're on the run to the rack. Collins lays it up, fouled by Clarkson, and scores it. And all of a sudden it's 19-12 as Atlanta gets out and starts running. And checking in for the first time all season is the sixth pick of the NBA draft, Okongwu out of USC, 6'8", very jumpy, played the post in college, showed a little bit signs of a 15-footer, but the thing for Okongwu is he hurt his toe during draft workouts and did not get to participate in training camp, has not really been able to do anything in practice because there aren't any practices right now, so they are throwing him in the deep end tonight. He comes in to guard Derek Favors, who just checked in. It's now 19-13 as Atlanta's worked their way back into this one. Bogdanović at the top, a 9-1 run by the Hawks. Bogdanović drives, right hand to the rack, missed the layup. Wanda foul call, didn't get it. Fast break, Trae Young all the way to the window. Royce O'Neal knocks it away, out of bounds.
See, they
Trae Young wanted a foul call, didn't get it. He's giving Ed Malloy a mouthful.
Right, and see, Royan wanted a foul on the other end of the floor.
Our officials tonight, Ed Malloy in his 19th year, James Williams in his 11th, and Justin Van Dyne in his 7th. Justin Van Dyne might have hurt himself a little bit. He is grabbing at the back of his left hamstring and stretching consistently throughout the first few minutes of this game. Kevin Huerter comes in for the first time. He's a very, very good shooter. Keep an eye on him. Solomon Hill's in for Atlanta as well. They'll go in the post to John Collins. Collins, their primary offensive post player. He gets denied by O'Neal, gets reset right side. He averaged 20 a game last year. He goes up, O'Neal strips it. He recovers, turns back to a mid-jump hook and hit it. And Royce grabs the rebound out of the net, pounds his right hand onto the leather, frustrated after such a good defensive performance. But no avail. 11-1 run for Atlanta. 19-15 Jazz by four. Cross-court pass Donovan. Catch and shoot three. Too hard. Rebound comes down to Young. Trey to the front court. Works to the right side of the floor with a red stocking on his left leg. He dives into Clarkson, draws the foul, and he'll get a foul on the floor. No shots. Trae Young's free throws have gone way down. Was it because Steve Nash got caught on television telling the officials that's not basketball in the second matchup? Young has a tendency to drive hard, stop. The defender runs up his back. He gets the foul call for it. Here's Okongwu going up against Favors. Left hand air ball for his first shot in his NBA history. Clarkson comes up the near side, walks himself into a three. No. Rebound comes down to Okongwu. Solomon Hill, the front court. He'll play with the Pelicans the last few years. Probably wouldn't be getting time if Gallinari and Bogdanović were healthy. Trae Young driving, missing the layup. Rebound, Favors. Kick out to Bogdanović. He's got one defender back, but Bogey thinks better of it. 4:40 left in the quarter. Transition. Clarkson ball fakes a three on Huerter. Drives to the left hand. Bounces a tough pass into Favors. Favors collects it. Goes back up. No. Tips again. No. Rebound Hill for Atlanta. 19-15 Jazz by four. Atlanta on an 11-1 run. Young into the front court. Chester Herter top to Okongwu. Left side to Hill. Open three. No good. And O'Neal rebounds. Oxygen for many being requested right now.
Including
as they're
you.
Playing at altitude. Left side Clarkson. Wide open three. Everybody stops to watch. He misses. Favors grabs the rebound. Kicks out to Bogdanovich. Three. Right corner. No. Rebound. Out of bounds off Atlanta. Everyone's excited for a whistle. They can't wait. Okongwu's got his hands on his shorts going, wow. Is every arena like this? No, youngster. Your debut is at altitude. It's not always this bad. Timeout on the floor. 19-15, Jazz lead it by four, but the Atlanta Hawks are on a 11-1 run on the Jazz Radio Network.
Oh, my!
Utah Jazz Sound Flash. Rudy Gobert.
Defensively, for me, I think it was a really good road trip. Maybe if you take out the Brooklyn game, you know, I think my focus as a leader defensively has been good. There's always room to grow, but I was pretty happy in the way I was communicating with my teammates and the way I was, you know, a little more aggressive defensively, because there's been some games when guys would drive to the rim and I wouldn't necessarily go and try to block the shot. I would just try to, you know, be there just in case he misses. But I realized that now I'm at a point where I can be aggressive and at the same time be smart. You know, and when I play that way defensively, it changes the whole game.
That's your Jazz Player Flash, brought to you by Vivint. Vivint, smart security, professionally installed. 4:11 left here. Jazz have not had a field goal in about 3 minutes as Jordan Clarkson fires a three from the left side. It's no good. Jazz have not had a field goal for about 3.5 minutes as Atlanta's in the midst of an 11-1 run right now. Driving is Reddish. His bad pass is stolen by the Jazz. Fast break opportunity. Jazz been great in transition this year. No look pass from O'Neal to Favors, and he'll take all the eggs and all the bacon.
Beautiful drop pass there to Derek Favors, and why it was so good? Because the ball bounced waist high. Derek could just grab it and jump and dunk.
Breaks the Jazz drought. Trae Young is off the floor. This team struggles miserably to score when Trae Young is off the floor, both last year and this year. It's been a major, major problem for the Atlanta Hawks to score when Trae Young is not in a game. 21-15, it's worth just keeping a track of all night on what happens when Young's off the floor. So far this year, they're 6 points better when Young's on the floor. And when Young, Collins, and Hunter on the floor, they've been great. When any of them are off, they've really struggled. Donovan driving, right-hand floater up and in.
Yeah, I can't imagine the game being as fast as they would like to with Trae Young on the bench.
Rajon Rondo back from injury on the floor. Herter driving, throws a lob to Capella, gets knocked away. Herter picks it back up and puts it in. Collins, Hunter, and Young now all on the bench for Atlanta. When those three are on, they have been very good. When they're off, they struggle. So let's see if the Jazz can take advantage. 23-17. Bounce pass to Favors. His pass knocked away by Herter into the backcourt. Recovered by Clarkson with 7 on the shot clock. Back across half court with 5. Takes a left-hand dribble. Ball fakes. Dives into Capella. Gives it off to Donovan. Donovan fires the 3 as the horn sounds and hits. But a ball. His foot was on the line. It'll be a 2. But boy, Donovan got a flaming bag right there and was able to put it in.
I wonder what he was thinking when Clarkson giving the ball.
Oh my goodness, driving Cam Reddish, left hand to the rack, dunking over the top of the defender. Woo! Royce O'Neal trying to return the favor, draws the foul. Wow, that was a big time NBA move by Cam Reddish right there.
And straight down the middle there and dunked it with both hands.
Reddish has struggled so far this year. But he took a left-hand drive on Clarkson and just took him to the rack.
Well, he's struggling from the three-point line. He didn't struggle on that drive there, and that was driving to his left. 7 for 31 in the last 5 ball games for him from the three-point
line. I was just going to say, when you're shooting 31% in your last 5 games, you know how you solve that? You dunk like that.
You dunk. You go to the basket.
O'Neal goes to the line. Free throws good. Substitutions for the Jazz. Nia Oni will come in. Mike Conley will check in. And Gobert comes in for Favors. So Favors plays that short stint for 4 minutes, and now Rudy comes back. He and Capella compare notes. They've battled in multiple playoffs, international play. They've played together. 27-19, Jazz settling themselves. O'Neal makes the free throws. Rondo was on the World Championship team last year, not, or NBA title team. Gives off to Reddish. His pull-up jumper's no good. Thinking the dunk would get his shot back, and he was wrong. O'Neal outlets to Conley. Spins by Rondo. Works his way into the lane left hand. Bounces past by Gobert and out of bounds.
You know, so Rondo has two rings. He got one in Boston, right?
He did.
And now, and then with the Lakers. So he has two championship rings.
Much to Ray Allen's dismay.
Yes.
27-19. 8-point Jazz advantage. Well, first quarter's been a game of runs.
Miami has some thanking to do for Ray Allen as well.
That's right. Left corner Herter. Turning the corner. Gets in the lane. One all over him. But he's taller, and he's able to put it up over the top of him and score. Kevin Herter, out of Maryland, skinny, third-year player. Conley gets free from a Gobert pick for a three. Line drive, no good. Jazz are suddenly 4 of 12 from three after a fast start. Rondo working the pick and roll. Jazz will go under that, over to Herter for three, no good. Gobert snares another rebound. That's his fifth. Outlet to Conley. Pass ahead to George Niang. Breaks the 45 to the rack.
No.
Minivan packed it. Oh, my. Who put turbo in that minivan?
The whole bench jumped up. You could see he had the alley to get there, and he picked up speed. You know he was going to dunk the ball.
Rondo penetrating. Sees Gobert. Curls out on the baseline. Misses the shot. Oh, Niang's enthused. He gets the rebound. Comes to the front court. Shifts from second into third. Now downshifts. Gives it over to Conley. Conley works off the Gobert pick. Snakes back to the left hand. Hesitates. Penetrates. Hangs in the air. Kicks to Oney. Right corner line drive three. No. Gobert takes the rebound away from Capella and scores it plus the foul. And the part I didn't tell you about was Rudy Gobert putting two hands into Capella when the shot went in the air, throwing him out of the way so he could get the rebound. And Capella now sits with his hands on his hips, bemused and befuddled, wondering why he got the foul call. And he's right.
Hey, one time.
Hey. Gobert to the line, 31-21 Utah. While they're not watching, Rudy Gobert committed the crime when they were watching. He got the other kid in trouble. Misses the free throw, however. He's 1 for 3 again tonight at the line.
All those big guys use their hands down there underneath the basket. Just a little nudge here.
That was using both hands, palms, fingertips, arms, biceps, triceps. Left side Hunter on the smaller Conley. Jazz bring a double, kick out to Rondo. The Jazz get called for an illegal defense. Vince LaGarza pops off the bench to yell signals to the team. It's his scout today. Then relays him to Quinn Snyder. Jazz in their all black outfits. Going Johnny Cash for the season, said Quinn Snyder. Herter's technical free throws, no good. Kevin Herter was one of those draft prospects that people got awfully excited about. Spent his college at Maryland, 19th pick of the draft. Drives with his left hand, hesitates, spins, does Herter, jump stops in the lane, puts up the right-hander and scores it.
Nothing wrong with that.
I like him. 12 points a game last year, shot 38% from three. A little skinny. Here's Conley to the lane, floater over Capella up and in. Mike Conley scores with 3 seconds left. Jazz back up by 10. Push ahead, Hunter for three at the horn, nope. So the Jazz finished the first quarter up by 10. 33-23. Jazz leading scorer, Mike Conley with 10 on the Jazz Radio Network. Utah Jazz lead it by the score of 32-23 behind an 18-4 start. And the defensive game plan and our shoot-around report, Ron Boone, was all about Trae Young, and that first quarter is one the Jazz have to love what they did to Trae Young.
Yeah, they really took the ball out of his hands, and he's not effective without the ball. I mean, he's not one of those guys going to run off screens and look to catch and shoot or anything like that. His game is with the ball in his hands, and obviously the Jazz realize that.
Trae Young 0 for 4 in the first quarter, no points, 2 rebounds, 2 assists, no free throw attempts. He leads the league in free throw attempts.
And the Hawks 0 for 5 from the three-point line.
Rondo, Goodwin, Hunter, Jones, and Capella. So they'll play, or Collins and Capella. They'll play Collins and Capella together as Hunter comes to the elbow for a jumper. Jazz come out, roll call, Conley, Clarkson, Oney, Niang, and Gobert. No Joe Ingles tonight. Mike Conley working the top. Gets a switch defensively to have Hunter on him, who's a pretty good defender. So he brings Gobert for the pick. He works away from it. Chesson to Niang. Not much of a shooting window. Niang travels. Justin Van Dyne with a call. Justin Van Dyne went to Laverne. And let me tell you, I played in the SCIAC. I didn't like Laverne.
Is that a
school?
Division III
school. Division III schools in our conference. I didn't like Laverne.
Well, then, so you're saying you didn't like...
I don't like Justin Van Dyne, right, to be honest. I mean, like, just right there. Right side jumper, DeAndre Hunter up and in. He's showing his prowess here, 33-27. Hunter and Collins back in the game. Hunter, Collins, and Young are their main three. Clarkson, right-hand drive, in-and-out dribble, steps through, kicks out to Niang, quick release, angle left, three is good. George Niang found his stroke at the end of the road trip, and he hits one here. 36-27, Jazz. Tight curl, Oni bodying up on Hunter. That's a foul on Nia.
You know, I was looking at Niang's numbers today, and he had made five threes coming into tonight's game. And from that corner where he just made the up the break three, four of them have come from that spot. Oh. So he likes that left side of the floor.
That's a great note, Ron. Here's Collins, left side, played at Wake Forest. Top to Rondo. Rajon
retreats
back out, doesn't like to shoot. Niang backs up, just switch out of it. Left side, Collins. Quinn really directing traffic there. He's across half court yelling those instructions. Collins, tough jumper, left side, rebound. Here come the Jazz. Conley gives to Clarkson. Clarkson retreats out. Now comes off a double stagger to an open three off the bounce, no good. Oni flies in, taps, misses, and the rebound goes out of bounds. They're not sure. James Williams checking, gives it to the Hawks. You know, the thing that's noticeable there, Ron, sorry to interrupt you, Oni crashing. We didn't hear that much at all last year. That's a philosophical change for the Jazz to have the second guy crash on rebounds right now, and the Jazz, in turn, are the second best offensive rebounding team in the NBA. Loose ball, Capella able to recover it. Seven on the shot clock. Rondo with a red headband in his new Hawk uniform. Two on the shot clock. Ball fakes Conley, takes a dribble to his right, fires a three, hits the iron. No good. Clarkson rebounds. Clarkson checks the scene, drives to the baseline. Now curls back, he's got his back to the basket. He works his left hand. We know he's coming back to his right. He does for an off the bank error that's too hard. Jordan's 0 for 5 to start tonight.
10
left
minutes.
Left side, Rondo.
10
Goodwin
minutes.
Goodwin thinks about a shot. Ron, I'll let you in a second. Yeah. Here comes Hunter driving, body into Gobert, chest it up and in. Nice move, DeAndre Hunter. What were you going to say?
Well, I was just going to say, Clarkson been on the floor 10 minutes and hasn't scored. That hasn't happened all season long.
7-point game, 36-29. Jazz run the weave around the outside. Conley pick and rolls Gobert's where they end up, and Conley pushes up a push shot. No good. Offensive rebound, Rudy. Reverse side layup up and in. Rudy's dominating Clint Capella right now.
He really is. Capella is second in the league in offensive rebounds at 4 a game, and right now Rudy's getting the best of it.
Goodwin pops out the left side. Goodwin's playing because Bogdanovich and Gallinari are hurt. Hill, pull up jumper and left side. Hunter, pull up jumper left side is good. Hunter's got it going. DeAndre Hunter's got 10 points, 5 of 7 shooting.
One is trying to defend him.
Gobert left elbow out to Niang. Quick release angle right, three, no good. Remember, this hot spot is angle left that Ron told us about. 38-31. Here's Rondo, free throw line extended near side. He's got Niang on a switch. He's trying to go in the post to Collins. He does. Oni's defending. Collins settles himself, puts a shoulder into Oni. Good defense. Out to Rondo. Rajon fires the shot. No good. Rebound, Clarkson. Capella and Gobert having some good hand fights. Clarkson driving, gets the foul. Gobert went for that rebound, and Capella literally grabbed him around the waist so that, like, he looked like that kid that was running, except the parents had, like, a leash on him or something. And Clarkson was able to get the board. Those two are having some fun together right now.
Well, Capella with 5 rebounds, Rudy with 7.
Substitutions.
Capella does not have an offensive rebound.
Interesting, by the way, the Jazz are going to go with the Wasatch. No, they're not. They just thought they'd play with 6 players for a minute. 38-31. Lloyd Pierce makes some substitutions to match. So Capella is matching Gobert's minutes tonight. and John Collins is sliding to the five anytime Favors is at the five. So Solomon Hill came in for Capella. Donovan hesitates. It opens up. He drives and finishes. Beautiful read by Donovan. He came off the pick. There was red jerseys everywhere. He hesitated for a minute. He just opened right up. The parting of the Red Sea, in fact, and he laid it up and in.
Yeah, Brandon Goodwin. Don't know much about him.
Goodwin driving here, fouled by Favors. What would you like to know about Mr. Brandon Goodwin, Ron Boone?
Oh, who is he?
Who is he? He's out of Central Florida and then transferred to Florida Gulf Coast. He's another one of our Georgia kids. He's 25 years old. He started his NBA career 16 games at Denver in the 18-19 season. And then late last year, he played about 34 games, including starting for Atlanta, and is back with them this year. You don't remember him because Atlanta didn't go to the bubble.
He's a six-footer. That's probably the reason. He's a six-footer.
Bounced around a little bit, but now signed on a two-way contract with the Hawks this year. Donovan driving, floats it up, no good. Rebounds tapped around. Trey Young's back in the game and has it. Here comes Trey, open court, spins O'Neal around, gets to the lane, misses the layup, rebound O'Neal. Trey Young's 0 for 5 tonight. Jazz 40, Hawks 33. Left side Clarkson. Ball fakes Trey Young, clear out, let him go to work. He works one-on-one on Young, who's not known as a good defender. Clarkson falls to the ground, has the ball on the ground, throws it over to O'Neal. O'Neal comes to get it, and then we have a Quinn Snyder timeout to bail out this mess of a possession. And take 7:21 left, 40-33. Quinn goes to stop to Clarkson, explains something to him about how that last play works, and those two have a little bit of an energy between the two of them, and they definitely get some nods and understanding. Timeout on the floor, 40-33 on the Jazz Radio Network.
The year was 2000, and after a convincing win over the Los Angeles Clippers, Coach Jerry Sloan had added another incredible achievement to his historic resume, winning his 700th game as the head coach of the Utah Jazz. Jazzman Thurl Bailey looks back on what made Jerry's career so great.
He was always player's coach, even a player's assistant coach, because you could relate to him. He was a player. You know, he knew what players were going through, not necessarily even all on the court, but off the court. So I think that's why pretty much everybody connected with him.
Jerry finished with 1,221 wins.
That's your day in Jazz history. Brought to you by Mark Miller Subaru. Trey Young left side. He's got Favors on a mismatch. Rocks the baby back and forth. Fires three, misses. Trey Young is now 0 for 6 tonight. Offensive rebound Atlanta. DeAndre Hunter's having the big quarter. They kick out to Herter. No good. He fires on a long three right side. Rebound comes to Royce. Donovan to the near side. Jazz 40, Hawks 33. Donovan driving right-hander off the window and in.
Becoming very good at that. Now, that's you call that a layup, but that's still about 5 feet away from the basket that he puts up softly off the glass.
I only have one question on that as Trey Young drives on Royce O'Neal into traffic, puts up a mid little key shot, no good. Here comes an offensive rebound and a step through by Cam Reddish for two. Can Donovan draw a foul there? Donovan's not going to line much, and like he's fading back on a 6 foot running layup. Can he turn that into a free throw opportunity?
The only way I think is that if he has an advantage, if that shoulder is I mean, it all depends on the advantage he has. That he did not.
Okay.
I mean, he put that over the top of a defender softly off the glass. But 40. I understand what you mean. You're absolutely right. If you turn the corner like that, you can get maybe an and one off it.
42-35, Jazz leading it. Just turned it over. Mid-range jump shot by Okongwu looking for his first NBA points is no good. Rebounded the Jazz. Royce O'Neal, the Jazz second leading rebounder. Donovan walks himself into a three. It's too hard off the back handle. Jazz are 5 of 17 from 3 after starting hot. Here's Trey Young bursting by the defense for an easy layup. His first in 8 attempts. Last time we saw Trey Young shoot this poorly was in Summer League.
Yes, he had a terrible Summer League, and I questioned whether or not he was going to become a pro player. I mean, he just didn't show anything in Summer League.
And 2 years later, he scored 30 a game in the NBA.
Yeah.
Bogdanovich drop steps on Young. Young strips it away and steals it. A rare defensive play by Trey Young. With a left red sleeve on his left arm, he brings a right-hand dribble into the front court, switches back, falls to the ground, fouled by Bogdanovich.
Oh, boy, I don't know where that foul was at. I think Trey just tripped over his own foot.
Shoved off with the left hand, drove in Bogey. Yep, no, there's no foul there. Could challenge that. Quinn could challenge that if he wants to. It's only Bogey's first foul, and it's not free throws. 5:17 left. Gobert checks in for Favors. Favors plays 7 minutes here in the first half. Mike Conley checks in for Jordan Clarkson, who goes to the bench with a rare 0-for-5. Dell Demps gives him 5, and Jordan is kind of a little stunned by what he's experienced. Kevin Huerter, left side, long, lanky, 6'7", shooting guard. Jazz in a 2-3 zone. Trae Young navigating it to the left side, comes off the pick, works in the lane, sees Gobert, bounces to Capella, blocked at the rim, Okongwu. Not Capella, and Gobert blocks the rookie at the rim. And the ball goes out of bounds off of their ruling off Gobert. I think it went off of, maybe went off Rudy. Yeah. Jazz 42, Hawks 37. Jazz have led the whole way after being ahead 18-4. The Hawks are nibbling at this right now. Inbound to the corner to Reddish. Fires the three as the shot clock sounds. Rebound Donovan, outlet Bogey, cross-court pass O'Neal. Quick release three, good for Royce O'Neal. He is having a dynamite season from behind the arc at 47%.
13 of his last 24 from the three-point line.
Bounces it left wing to Hunter. Resets Trey. Conley guarding. Isolation defense. Left wing Reddish. Reddish fires a three. Not a good shooter, and he hits. 21% from three in his last 5 games, and he hits that. 45-40. Donovan. Angle left. Crosses over. Weaves back into the paint. Gradient color paint in the dark mode tonight. Donovan directs traffic. He's got the rookie Okongwu defending. He jabs at him, gets him back on his heels. Donovan rises, fires, and hits.
He gave the defender the impression he wanted to drive because he cleared the area, told Boyan to go to the other side of the floor.
Jazz double Trae Young, get it out of his hands, and now Mike Conley denies him. This was the defense that worked so well in the first quarter. Make the Hawks play 4-on-4 without Trae Young, their ball handler. And Reddish drops the ball into the backcourt, unforced turnover. Literally, handoff, dropped it off his knee, it rolled into the backcourt. Okongwu checks out, he's played 6 minutes in his NBA debut.
One rebound.
I mean, these rookies this year, just the kids that are playing well, it's such a tribute to them, because they have so little practice time.
Yeah, no training camp, Harley, and not a lot of shoot-arounds there, so it's hard for them.
Donovan comes off a Gobert pick, hesitates, drives, right hand, underhand scoop, no, rebounds controlled by Mike Conley. Mike Conley with the number 10 on this back in gold, gives to Bogdanovich, right corner to O'Neal, drives the baseline, throws it back out, catch and shoot, Donovan Mitchell, pow! Timeout Atlanta. Beautiful pass by Royce O'Neal. His fourth assist of the night, or second assist of the night, third three of the night for Donovan Mitchell. And the Jazz are up 51-40 on the Jazz Radio Network.
This is Andrew Sorensen with your player profile. Well, the point guard is known often as the leader of the offense. Here's Mike Conley on what it takes for him to be a leader.
I'm just this nice guy, but on the court, I have to be a different person. I might have to be more vocal. I might have to be more of a dog in situations, and that wasn't my natural stance on things. So for me to yell at a guy and taking control of the game and being more aggressive in certain points, I had to learn that. Once I did, you know, my game was in place. Once that came together, I think it really helped it all, you know, kind of mesh.
Thank you to Andrew for our player profile. The night of Mike Conley, who's got 10 points. Donovan leads the Jazz with 17. In fact, Donovan, 10 in the quarter, 10 of the Jazz last 13. Jazz deny Trae Young the inbound. Kevin Huerter goes coast to coast and lays it up and in. That's not exactly how that defense is supposed to work, Ron.
Yeah, didn't expect Huerter to take off and go like that. And Boyan was trailing right from the start because of that.
Hawks are 5-5 on the year. Jazz 7-4. Donovan tries to bullet a pass down low to Gobert. He's fouled by Capella. Donovan talking to Rudy about giving him a better passing lane. Ooh, we got the 30-point bell tonight already, brought to you by Larry H. Miller, Lexus of Murray, and Lexus of Linden. Well, let's find out who rang it right now. With 2:59 left in the quarter, Jazz about to inbound, up 9.
And Drummond spins that first free throw in, and he has now tied his career high of 33 points.
So Andre Drummond didn't think much of Jared Allen being acquired by Cleveland and put 33 on the board and 23 rebounds tonight. Donovan goes up on his tippy toes on a ball fake. Herter grabs him and fouls him. Let me say that again. I love NBA players, Ron, for two reasons. One is, one coach once said to me, the guys who don't play hard occasionally will expose themselves of what they're capable of. Andre Drummond, we thought, had been playing great when we watched him this year, and we were talking to the Cleveland people. They acquired Jared Allen yesterday in the James Harden deal. Here's Conley off a Gobert pick. Bounces the top to Donovan. Goes back up on his tippy toes, but stays down. Works to his right. Fires it off the bounce, three and hits. Donovan's got 20 points in the first half. Andre Drummond tonight went for 33 points and 23 rebounds the day after they acquired his replacement. I love NBA players.
And didn't play against the Jazz.
Yeah, they didn't really want to play Rudy. Capella, a little jump hook over. Rudy's up in it. Cleveland won that game 106-103 over New York tonight. Bogdanovich, hard left-hand drive to the rack, throws out a beautiful pass to O'Neal in the corner. He misses the three. Conley flies in for the rebound, chests it back to O'Neal, back to Bogdanovich. Bogdanovich penetrates, stops, floats, foul. He'll get two free throws.
The Jazz average, 49 rebounds a game, something like that, David? Yes.
Yes, Ron. I've learned that 12. When you ask me a question, it's actually rhetorical. So, yes, Ron. Bogdanovich's free throws.
About 12 of those come from our guard line.
And
I've said that because Conley is averaging just over 5 a game, if I remember correctly.
Hard to tell who our guard line is, right? Like, is Royce O'Neal our power forward or our shooting guard?
No, well, I got Conley. I got Clarkson.
Absolutely. Yeah. 12-point Jazz lead. 2 minutes left. Bogdanovich hits the free throws. Rondo at the top. Trae Young is out of the game for a minute. Driving Rondo, sees Gobert, snakes it out, gives to Collins. Three ball left side, no good. Battle for the rebound. Capella gets over the back of Gobert for it. Hands back to Rondo. Ball fakes a pass. High right-hand dribble. Off the bounce pass to Capella. Goes up. Hook shot blocked by Gobert. Goaltending by Ed Malloy. Rudy doesn't agree. Yeah, it was on its way down.
Was it on its way down?
I mean, only because it's a hook shot that was on its way down from the start, right? You understand what I'm saying?
From that distance.
Just get rid of the call.
Yeah.
Just go to the European goaltending. Lob to the basket. Gobert catches and dunks. Rudy Gobert with a slam dunk. 58-46. Nice pass by Mike Conley. $50 to the Utah Food Bank, courtesy of Ford. Free throw line extended near side Rondo. Through the legs. Razzle-dazzle dribble. Mid-range hopper. No good. Rebound battle. Tap by Donovan. Saved by Donovan. Out to Conley. Touch pass to Bogdanovich. Minute to play in the quarter. Jazz by 12. Bounce pass to Conley. Bullets to Gobert. Oh, he's on to the basket. He's on the midnight chain train to Georgia with a slam dunk. Beautiful play by the Jazz. Bumping and backing Collins. Jump hook, no good. Rudy rebounds. Outlet to Donovan. Here we go again. Donovan comes out the left side. Cross-court pass to Conley. Touch pass to Bogdanovich. Baseline drive. He hooks to Gobert. He wraps it to O'Neal, and he's fouled on the pass. Woo! Hang on.
You all right, David?
Well, they're moving. They're playing. They're running. All the fun stuff tonight.
Funny how you get a momentum going. All of a sudden it becomes contagious, and one good play can spearhead something spectacular on the other end of the floor. Does Rudy take Capella's?
They're having a battle tonight, aren't they? There's some, it's a little like Andre Drummond had his thing with the Cavs tonight. Those two have something with each other.
Rudy with
it's a friendly rivalry.
12-8 right now.
Gobert's free throw's good. Rudy's free throws have a little bit of a spotlight on him right now because of his struggles. He's 2-for-4. 38.5 seconds left in the quarter. Jazz with their largest lead, 61-46. They missed the free throw by Rudy. Chest ahead to Reddish, far side. Back to Herter. Rotates to Collins. Has some airspace. Lets it fly. Short. Rebound Donovan. 28 seconds left in the quarter. Donovan's got 20 points in the meter running. Comes to the front court. Black tights in the dark mode uniform. 45 on the front. Utah in white. He waits for the pick from Bogdanovich. He's double teamed. Gets the pass knocked out of bounds by the long-armed Reddish. Twelve seconds left in the quarter. Shot clock at 7. Donovan gets a great pick from Rudy. Fakes a 3. Drives. Reverse side layup. No. Offensive rebound. Rudy, we got a whistle and a foul. And I think it's an offensive foul on Rudy on the rebound. Rudy got caught this time. 5.5 seconds left. Trae Young, with no fouls, plays 14 minutes in the quarter and does not close the quarter. Here's Rondo trying to pass it to Collins. He couldn't grab the pass. But Mike Conley picks it up, throws it from three quarters court, and hits the front rim. But the Jazz go on quite a surge to close the quarter. A 16-6 run. Donovan's threes, Rudy's dunks, and the Jazz lead at 61-46 at the half on the Jazz Radio Network. Welcome back with Utah Jazz leading 61-46 at the half. We're joined by Jazz assistant coach Mike Wells. Coach Wells, take us through what your game plan against Trae Young has been and why it's worked so well.
Well, we want to make him contested twos, right? Two-point shots, if at all possible. After makes, you've seen us mix up our defense and try to keep him off balance lock. So you've seen some pressure. You've seen some guys running at him. You've seen some zone looks just to keep mixing it up.
Donovan Mitchell's second quarter, he just kind of seemed to like find his rhythm in the game. What do you think ignited him, or what did he find inside that?
Well, I thought his pace. I don't know if he found anything other than the pick and roll. He was very deliberate in his actions, Locke, and he just was settled into a shot.
Coach Wells, thank you very much.
Yep.
David, I really like what Donovan's doing, and I really agree with what Coach Wells Donovan's doing now. He has his own rhythm, his own pace now. It's like he's not rushing anything. You notice that the dribble drives he's had to the basket has been just the little float hook shot from 5 feet off the glass, so he's not forcing anything. And as a result, he hasn't gotten to the free throw line there either, but for the most part, he's playing in the way he wants
to. Did you notice this before tonight? He was averaging 27 points in the last 5 games before tonight. Did something happen prior to tonight that this is just built, it's all building up to this?
It's probably just building up to it. I didn't notice anything different than where he's making shots now.
Off the bounce three is going in. That's a game. You're absolutely right, Ron. That's
so,
a game changer.
So if you're not trying to force something when you're having a bad shooting night, then, you know, it looks good.
All right, second half's about to get underway. It's 61-46 Utah by 15. Donovan leads all scorers. Trae Young's first half tonight, noticeable. 1 of 8, 2 points. Let's see what the Jazz can do to him. He plays off the ball in the first possession, comes to get it, comes off a Capella pick. Drives in the lane, puts up the floater, misses. Rebound Conley. Remember we talked about it in the first half, his rim percentage versus floater percentage, very different. Conley driving, ball knocked away, picked up by Gobert. He puts up a left-hand hook from 3 feet out. It's no good. Trae Young shoots 37% in the paint non-restricted area as he drives here and draws a foul on Conley. He shoots 58% at the rim, and Rudy is not letting him get to the rim. Trae Young will get his first 2 free throws of the night after drawing the foul here on Conley. Conley doesn't think he fouled him.
I didn't see any contact there as well. I thought Trae may have just lost the ball.
That would be his second successful flop of the night then.
He's going to really be offensive-minded, I think, in this third period when he gets the basketball.
Here's what Mike Conley said before the game about Trae Young.
Well, I think it's obvious the skill set that he has and how he can stretch the floor and make plays for his team. You know, he's the engine, you know, that gets their team going. He's their initiator on the offensive side. So for us and myself, it's just trying to limit the easy ones, you know, make him make tough shots, try to get the ball out of his hands as much as possible, you know, make others try to beat us. And because we know what he's capable of doing when he has the ball in his hands. So, you know, just try to do our best to contain him and play to our scheme defensively.
They double Donovan. He throws a beautiful pass to Rudy, but he can't handle the rim. Loses hold of it. Fast break the other way. Three ball up and in for Cam Reddish. And Atlanta's cut it to 10, 61-51. Donovan got doubled that time off the pick. We'll see what defensive changes they make. O'Neal turns it over on the dribble.
Yeah, O'Neal passing up a three-point shot there. He's having such a great year, too good a year, to pass up a shot like that.
Great note by John Kiefer, our statistician tonight. Last year, Trae Young never scored less than 3 points in the first half of the game. He's done it twice this year. He drives here, wraps the pass around Gobert to Capella for the dunk. And a timeout, Quinn Snyder, 61-53. And there's Trae Young, who led the league last year in passes, paint-to-paint passes for shots, and you see him there finding Clint Capella. 61-53 Utah. Quick timeout by Quinn Snyder on the Jazz Radio Network. Donovan hesitates. It opens up. He drives and finishes. Beautiful read by Donovan. He came off the pick. There was red jerseys everywhere. He hesitated for a minute. He just opened right up. Throws it back out. Catch and shoot. Donovan Mitchell. Pow! Bounces the top to Donovan. Goes back up on his tippy toes, but stays down. Works to his right. Fires it off the bounce. Three and hits. Donovan's got 20 points in the first half. Donovan Mitchell leading the way for the Jazz. We're on the right now on the wrong side of a 7-0 run as Conley misses a floater. Trae Young pushes ahead, Capella at the rim, slam dunk, 9-0 run. Ron, when these guys have Trae Young, John Collins, and DeAndre Hunter on the floor together this year, they're plus 19 for 100 possessions.
Well, you can see why.
They're really good.
And Capella now starting to run the floor.
High pick and roll, Donovan gets open for a free throw line jumper, it's short. And now, here come the Hawks. 61-55, Trae Young off a high pick, bounces to Collins, lobs to Capella. Couldn't handle it. Loose ball. Collins has it. Gives it back to Capella. Push shot over. Gobert's up and in. And it's 11-0 Hawks run. That was a neat play they ran right there. That was out of the Gobert Favors playbook the Jazz used to run. 61-57. Double stagger right to left. Conley gets in the lane. Double clutches. Fouled. He'll get two free throws. Now, if the Jazz can withstand this run a little bit, Rod, the flip side of how good they are when they have the three guys on the floor is what happens when they don't have John Collins, DeAndre Hunter, and Trae Young on the floor. This team with the Bogdan Bogdanovich, and the Gallinari injury making it even worse, this team struggles the minute that happens. And so can the Jazz settle this down a little bit, and then as the game progresses and we get substitutions, they should be all right.
I just have to, I totally agree with you, just withstand this run, the adjustment that they made. Jazz make a couple of adjustments of their own and win the ball game.
Conley makes both free throws. So Atlanta comes out on a nice run here. Now it's a 6-point game, 63-57. Jazz led by 15 at the half. High pick and roll. Reddish goes nowhere. Up top to Collins. Gives to Young, who's playing off ball to start possessions, coming back to the ball now. Young left side, picked up by O'Neal. Lobs into Collins. Diminutive Conley defending. Turnaround jumper for Collins up and in. Old school post play. John Collins. And the Hawks continue their run. A 12-2 run now. O'Neal off a Gobert pick with a left-hand dribble. Chest to Bogdanovich. Tries to find a gap. Gets caught in the air and travels. Has Atlanta changed their defense, Ron? They've changed what they're doing offensively with Trae Young coming off the ball, but have they changed their defense in the same way Detroit did or anybody else did that kind of undid our offense at times this year?
They haven't done it. I mean, they're still switching all over the floor. So they haven't done anything that...
Trae Young drives, gets inside, he's hanging in the paint, gives it off to the baseline jumper, no good, rebound tapped around, grabbed by the Jazz. Missed there by Hunter, who was hot in the second quarter. Donovan, beautiful crossover, big steps, kicks to the corner. Bogey's wide open in the left corner, and he buries the three. Donovan in the paint, kicking out for a three, catch and shoot style. And the Jazz go back up 66-59.
And another thing here, Dave, if they just force the Hawks to miss some shots, then they can run there as well.
Trae Young, pull-up mid-range jumper, no good. We talked about it early. Not a good non-restricted area two-point shooter. Donovan, beautiful moves, working the right side, hesitating, shimmying, putting up a shot, no good, but the rebound foul on the Hawks.
That's going to be on Collins. Kind of got on the legs of Rudy as he's up in the air.
Gobert with another double-double. Jazz 10 three-pointers tonight. That's a $50 donation to the Huntsman Cancer Research Foundation, courtesy of Mountain America Credit Union. Find out more about MACU's community involvement at MACU.com.
Rudy's field goal percentage down this year.
He's tried to stretch his offensive games a little bit to no avail, but you got to try before you're going to get it to work.
Absolutely.
Conley double-teamed off a pick and roll. Bounces to Bogdanovich. High cross-court pass to O'Neal. Touch pass to Donovan. Catch and shoot three. Good. Teams try this against the Jazz. If they move it, they get catch and shoots. They slice people up on this defense.
That skip pass does a lot of damage for any three-point shooting team.
Trae Young in the lane, bounces to Collins, kicks back out to Reddish for three. Good, Cam Reddish. 3 for 4 from three tonight. Reddish came in shooting 22% from three in the last five. Conley blows by Trae Young, draws the foul.
Taste of his own medicine there, you think?
Trae Young talking to Cam Reddish about something about that defensively. Interesting to see what the reaction is. Now Trae Young's arguing about the call as Conley goes to the line.
Well, it's the same thing he does. If he takes the arms into the body and then, you know, you draw a foul.
Conley will go to the line. Mike grew up in Little Rock, Arkansas, where his dad was a legendary track star, played for the Razorbacks, and then was an Olympian. In the triple jump, there's actually a statue of his dad on the campus.
Uh-huh.
And then...
Did I tell you I was a triple jumper?
I did not know that, Rambu.
My senior year in college, yeah.
I know your daughter was quite a track star.
Well, she was just flat out fast. I was like a jumper.
Shout out to Josette.
Yeah.
70-62, Conley splits the free throws. Trae Young, front court, left corner Collins. Back to Young, who scored 29 and a half points a game last year. Pass to the corner by Young, kicked by Donovan. Derek Favors is in the game. Jordan Clarkson comes in.
See if Clarkson can get anything going here.
Clarkson's first half was 0 for 5. Capella checks out. That's what they've been doing anytime Gobert goes out. Pull-up jumper in the lane by Hunter, no good. Nice defense by Favors, rebound Jazz. 70-62, chest pass to Donovan, catch and shoot three. Good, I am telling you what, he is one of the best catch and shoot guys in the NBA. Donovan Mitchell over 50% for the year. 26 for Don, 6 of 9 from three. 73-62.
That's what you meant by withstand this run.
Collins driving on Favors, draws the foul, finishes at the cup for two. Free throws coming for John Collins. Give that to me again, Alex. Free throw for John Collins. Quinn Snyder, Lloyd Pierce, the Hawks head coach of developed a friendship over the last year, working on the social justice work. Hear more about that coming up. On the coach's social justice committee, led by Lloyd Pierce. 73-65. You know, Lloyd Pierce had a pretty good backcourt mate in college. Donovan driving, hooking, left corner Bogdanovich, catch and shoot three, got it. Rambu! We're playing Wheel of Fortune. Spin the wheel. Three words. What are the three words? Catch and shoot. Jazz lead at 76-65 on the Jazz Radio Network.
Your game summary, presented by America First Credit Union on the Zone Sports Network.
Here's Bogdanović in the paint, fakes a pass, puts out the window, no. Rudy jams it through the cylinder for two. Oh, my goodness, driving Cam Reddish, left hand to the rack, dunking over the top of the defender. Donovan driving, hooking, left corner Bogdanović, catch and shoot three, got it. Jazz catch and shoot game is warming up. They started the night 0-6. But since then, are 5 of their last 8 on catch and shoot, thanks to John Kiefer, our statistician on that tonight. Andrew Sorensen working in the studio. Alex Lundberg is our producer. 76-65, Jazz by 11. Trae Young, bounce pass in the paint, stolen by Donovan. Beautiful read by Donovan. Helps ahead to Bogdanović at the rim, layup good. Jazz back up by 13. They led by 15 at the half.
Donovan was ready for that pass.
The Trae Young paint-to-paint pass we've talked about. Donovan knew it. Maybe Donovan listened to Locked On Jazz today to find that out. You think that's unlikely?
Oh, absolutely. I'm sure he did.
Yeah, I think that's unlikely.
Oh, absolutely. I'm sure he's...
Let a kid dream. John Collins is at the line on that foul. Here's what Quinn Snyder said about his relationship with Lloyd Pierce.
You know, having the opportunity to learn from Lloyd, to get to know him, you know, to call him a friend, you know, has been incredibly impactful for my life. And I think there's a lot of people in the league, coaches and players, that would concur with that. So, you know, I think it's been a blessing for all of us.
Ron, I mentioned a moment ago, Lloyd Pierce's backcourt mate in college.
Was.
I'll give you a clue. Two clues. One, he's going to go into the Hall of Fame. There's my first clue. My second clue is Bogdanović tight curl layup good. Pass from Donovan. My second clue is he's a coach in the NBA. Head coach. Trae Young behind the back pass. Collins will fire a straightaway three and miss. My third clue is he won back-to-back MVPs.
Steve Nash?
You got it.
Really?
High pick and roll. Donovan off Favors. Ball fakes. Gets it stripped away. Loose on the ground. Donovan drives after it. Young drives after it. Collins rips it away. Rolls away. And gives it over to Herter. Wow. John Collins with a nice play right there. Herter chests it ahead to Solomon Hill. Sees Favors. Gives to Herter. Blocked by Favors. Oh, what a move by Derek. Derek faked one way to force the pass. Got back to block the shot. 80-66. Jasmine plus 6 this year with Favors on the floor. Without Gobert, bad pass by Donovan trying to get into Bogdanović for a turnover.
Well, let me talk about that a minute.
He might have been a bad receiver.
Yeah.
Solomon Hill, left corner three, no good. Rebound Clarkson, you'll get a minute in a minute. Here comes Clarkson on the push, right to left in the dark code uniform. High pick and roll with Favors, left-hand drive. Trae Young defending, he stops, he's double-teamed. He tries to wrap the pass to Favors, it gets deflected. Favors goes to the free throw line, says, I'm here for you, but he misses the jumper. So what happened on the lob into Bogey?
Boyan just gave way. I mean, he let Trae give way with him. If Boyan would have just held his ground, let the ball get to him, then he...
Reddish penetrates. Nice defense. Favors comes over, forces a miss, and clears the glass. Wow, Derek's defense, the last two possessions, as good as it's been all year. Here comes Royce. Big step to the rack. Left-hand finish. Oh, working right to left. Rolls Royce for two. Beautiful stretch of basketball by the Jazz. They're up 16.
Yeah, you talk about making, or you did, talk about making the adjustment after the Hawks came out with an adjustment of their own.
Timeout on the floor. 82-66, Jazz by 16. 3:50 left. Here in the third, the Jazz have withstand the peck of the Hawks. And now are rolling. Back up 16 on the Jazz Radio Network. '82-66, Derek Favors corralling the middle here in the third quarter. And Ron, the impact of Derek Favors, I can show it numerically. We can see it visually, but numerically last year, when Rudy Gobert was off the floor, the Jazz were minus 6 per 100 possessions. So far this year, plus 6. Big change. Here's what's most interesting about it. Until that sequence right there, it's been mostly offensive. that group with Favors has been offensively dominant, has not been actually very particularly strong defensively. This is the best defensive stretch we've seen out of this group so far this season.
And Derek's doing a great job of protecting the paint there. And it's all about positioning, I think, David. When you put together a game plan, someone driving to the basket, it's like rotation. And you rotate into a zone or something like that, you give your center, like Derek Favors, a chance to make a play.
Trae Young off the floor. We talked about the Hawks really struggle when they don't have Young, Collins, and Hunter on the floor. Top to Hunter. Hunter stops at the top of the key, pull-up jumper, good. Man, is he improved.
That's a tough shot.
He is just a nice player. Out of Virginia, fourth pick of the draft in his second season of the NBA. Derek Favors, great movement by the Jazz. Derek waits as Donovan frees himself from Rondo, catches the pass, fires the three, misses. Rebound comes down to the Hawks. Here's Hunter, left-hand drive, into the paint, stops, off balance, chests it back up top to Rondo. Rondo rolls off a Capella pick, bobbles the dribble, curls out to the far side, penetrates it, Favors, loses the ball out of bounds. Turnover on Rajon Rondo. He gets three bonus points for time of possession, but that doesn't count, actually. Great. Rudy Gobert checks in. Derek Favors might have just played his best stint of the year, other than when he won the game playing 12 in a row, but the defense there was superb.
Well, defensively, that's for sure. 11 minutes, 1-for-3, got 5 rebounds, a couple of block shots.
You're just tuning in, Trae Young is 1-for-10 tonight. He does have 7 assists. Mike Conley, 13 points. Works in the dribble. Left hand, low. Pound comes out of the paint to Oney. Oney throws a tough pass to Gobert, who grabs it, double dribbles. They don't call it on him. Hands it over to Clarkson. Clarkson takes a stop and pop three, no. Rebound comes down to the Hawks. Here comes Rondo on the run. Jessett to Hill coming down the paint. Over to Capella, attacking Gobert and scoring. Jazz are 28th in the league defensively off defensive rebounds. They've got to tighten that up. 82-70, Niang trailing for three, no good. Long loop ahead to Hunter. He's at the basket. Niang reaches in and fouls. He'll get two free throws, and there it is, Ron. You know, it has felt as though the Jazz season has been very teeter-tottery. In other words, like when it's good, it's been great, and when it hasn't been good, it's been awful. A lot of that is because the Jazz defense off a made shot is the second best in the NBA, but off a missed shot, it's 28th in the NBA. So when we're making shots and getting our defense set, then we're getting the chance to run again and again and again. But when we're not making shots, these teams are coming back down at us at a really high rate.
Yeah, and that particular play there, that was an early three off of a fast break. Everyone else was below the three-point line, which means that Hunter releases and Niang has to be the one that's chasing.
10-point Jazz advantage, double stagger, left to right for Conlin. Comes off it, now retreats out, has the physical Solomon Hill defending him, and knocks it out of bounds off of Mike Conley, and a turnover. Jazz have Conley, Oney, Clarkson, Niang, and Gobert on the floor, and are a little maybe missing Joe Ingles right now. Herter works into the mid-range, pops up a little floater, and scores a timeout. Quinn Snyder. Quinn Snyder is really upset. They say you can't hear you through a mask. They heard him loud and clear right there, didn't they?
We heard him.
We can keep it here. Let's go on a NBA runaround. We'll stop it. We'll start it, excuse me, with the Cleveland Cavaliers and the New York Knicks.
And Drummond stole it out of Barrett's hands. Drummond into the forecourt, fouled with 16.2. The only thing Andre Drummond hasn't done tonight is sell the popcorn. He has been phenomenal.
33 points, 23 rebounds, 3 assists, 2 blocks, 2 steals. Hey, Jared Allen, not so fast, hold my beer. Cleveland wins it 106-103. Let's stop by Milwaukee. They in Dallas went down to the wire tonight.
Rebound, Doncic from midcourt. It is no good. Hit the glass. Bucks have won 7 of 8. Final tonight, 112-109. Bucks win it.
Giannis 31-9. Doncic 28-9-13. And Milwaukee beats Dallas 112-109. Our final stop on the America First run around. Let's check in with the Chicago Bulls and the Oklahoma City Thunder.
Left-hand dribble drive with a spin in the lane on White. Banker count it, and a foul. And it's 118-117 Bulls, 16 seconds left. Bill, this was a 16-point lead for the Bulls with 4:40 to go.
Always great to hear Chuck Swartzky. That's brought to you by America First Credit Union. 1-2-2 zone by the Hawks out of the timeout. Mike Conley takes a mid-range jumper and misses. Rebound comes out to Capella. Herter to the front court. Jazz lead that was 16 is down to 8. Here's Rondo penetrating, shoving off on Conley, and the call offensive. Justin Van Dyne out of Laverne University with the call. Maybe I like Laverne after all. That's from the first half. If you were listening, I know one of you was. Hopefully you're laughing. I think one person might have been listening in the first half and still listening now.
Just one.
82-74. Zone defense again by the Hawks. Conley near side. Free throw line extended right in front of Lloyd Pierce. Just bouncing it slowly. Here's Clarkson. Clarkson driving on Hill, is a very good defensive player. Gets by him. Works the paint. Wild left-hand shot. No good. Jordan Clarkson does not hear the music tonight. He's 0 for 7. Left side Herter. Herter driving on Oney. Jump stop. Misses. It sat on the rim for an hour and then fell off. 82-74. Conley to the top. Man-to-man defense this time. Clarkson pops out to the right side. Fires a three. Sweet music for Jordan Clarkson. And it's 85-74. Jazz by 11. Herter fires the three straight away. Nicks the bottom of the iron. Gobert snares his another rebound. He's got a double-double all ready for the Jazz tonight. And a whistle, and George Niang gets caught by Rajon Rondo and knocks him over, and that's a foul on George Niang. By the way, that runaround brought to you by America First. They have financial products and services. You need to take care of your family, home, and business. Whatever you need, we're here to help. That's AmericaFirst.com. 85-74, Jazz by 11. 36 seconds left, third quarter. Rajon Rondo with the basketball. Two-time NBA champ. Top to Herter. Ooh, deep three over Oney. No good. Rebound to Yang. He's playing 2-for-1 right there. Herter's 5-for-10 tonight. Jazz by 11. Conley. 13 points and the meter running.
Find it interesting that they got, was that Hill guarding Conley for the most part?
Now guarding Clarkson. And he fouls Clarkson. Solomon Hill's a pretty good defensive player. Big, strong, physical. A lot of hair going in different directions.
That means the Jazz now will get the last shot of the quarter.
Hey, Goodwin here, checks in for Rondo. Rondo's on a minutes restriction, I think. Actually, Tony Snell and Okongwu were on minute restrictions tonight. I don't think either of them's going to reach it. Tony Snell hasn't played, and we haven't seen Okongwu in the second half. Conley, 7 seconds left. Crosses over on Reddish, gets in the lane, switches left to right. Corkscrews his shoulder to clear space and hits. 3.3 seconds left. Goodwin at that midcourt, misses the shot, and the rebound won't be corralled by anyone as the Jazz take a few body blows, but by the end, they still have a standing 8 count on the Hawks. 87-74, Jazz by 13 on the Jazz Radio Network. Utah Jazz in the midst of a fabulous defensive night tonight. The best way to say it is league average points per 100 possessions is 110, maybe a little higher. Whenever the Jazz are at their top level, they hold you to below a point of possession. If the Jazz hold someone to below a point of possession, they win at a remarkable rate. 2 years ago, they did it all the time. Well, now you've got an offensive team who's capable of it. They've done it their last two games, and they've done it through three quarters tonight. Full court pressure by Atlanta leaves Mia Oney wide open for a three angle left, and he hits it, and the Jazz are up 16. And that's the Jazz 15th three of the night. Pass goes down low to Reddish. He turns the corner, gets knocked away, steal. Jazz with it, live ball. Here's Clarkson, ball fakes a three, resets Oney, thinks about going, gives it back to Conley. Guarded by the diminutive Goodwin, he rolls off a pick, hesitates, now drives, gets in the paint, bounces to Oney, attacking with left hand, chest back to Conley. Ball fakes in penetration, hangs in the air out to Oney. Oney takes one dribble to his left, settles himself, fires a three, and it wedges. Great ball move. That's got to be fun, Ron, when you're just playing like that.
Woo.
They're just moving it right now.
Well, I love watching the defense scramble because of the ball movement. Teams do a very good job of closing out on shots, but you know, when that ball is moving.
The jump ball between Gobert and Capella.
He really got the jump at the beginning of the ball game. See if he can do it again.
Rudy, it was stunning. We looked it up at some point last year. Does not win as many jump balls as you would have thought.
Well,
he won that one.
I think you and I talked about this last year because he's not a quick jumper. I mean, he was getting out jumped.
Conley, pick and roll. Great patience to the rack. Gobert finishes in a foul. Ron Boone, if we could put a capsule on one pick and roll and everything you've been talking about all year about those two, that's it right there.
Yeah, it was perfectly thrown because Rudy got a chance to elevate off one leg. And you see how high he was? No way Capella could block that shot. Rudy now with 14 points.
Jazz are back up by 18. Free throw's good. Jazz have hit 15 threes to the Hawks three. That has been the script for blowouts this year.
What's fascinating, the Hawks been averaging 14 makes and 40 attempts. They're not even getting attempts tonight.
Jazz are having a fabulous defensive night. Hunter working the left side. Oni all over him. Driving into the lane. Jump stops. Puts it up hard up the glass. Wildly no good. Super D. Rebound. Gobert. Jazz running. Here comes Clarkson. Right side. Three. Pow! Oh, that's gorgeous basketball. And the bench explodes for the Jazz as they go up 22. Atlanta wants a timeout. Oh, dear. Oh, mercy. They can't take anymore. The Jazz lead at 96-74 on the Jazz Radio Network.
The NBA now.
We're excited. We obviously got one of the premier players in the world. You know, going forward, we got a very, very unique talent, incredible firepower. You know, you could go down the line and talk about all the things he brings to a team. So we're thrilled to have James and, you know, give our team a boost, but also obviously give us a lot more talent.
James Harden.
We're all elite. You know, so depending on what's going on throughout the course of the game, that's going to determine who gets the ball and who makes the plays. We're all unselfish, we're all willing passers, and we play basketball the right way. I mean, that's all that matters.
James Harden to the Nets. What do you think, Ron Boone? That's your NBA Now.
Well, what I think is when I hear guys say play basketball the right way, I wonder if there's so many different philosophies on how to,
Oh my gosh, Trae Young to Capella. Capella goes up, Gobert blocks with his left hand, fast break the other way. Clarkson misses the three. That was one of the more fabulous block shots. Gobert blocked it with his left hand, seemingly have been beat. Trae Young passes to John Collins. It bounces off him into the backcourt. Atlanta is just flustered right now. Atlanta's lost four of their last five. They've had internal turmoil in their locker room. They're a little crippled by injuries. And there's a feeling around Atlanta that this thing's not on a solid foundation right now. And the Jazz are not helping any. Clarkson, one dribble to his right, fires a three and misses, gets his own rebound, fakes a pass, penetrates, scoops it up and scores it. Jordan's 3 of 12 tonight. Did you hear Kristen Kenny's cool story about why he wears 0-0?
No.
Conley with a steal. Conley to the basket, bounces to Clarkson. Clarkson lays it up and in. Nice pass by Mike Conley.
Great steal there.
So Kristen Kenny's story on Jordan Clarkson in Cleveland was 0-0 to him means like not thinking and just being free and expressing himself. And he's also gotten very into music as a floater by Trae Young is way off. Here comes Clarkson. Finds a cross-court pass to Conley. Gives to Niang. Left corner three. Open up the mini door and slide the triplets in. George Niang for three.
Nothing the Hawks can do right now that's going to.
Oh, this is coming downhill at him right now. Pull up three, no good. Hunter, here comes Clarkson. 103-74. 9 minutes left. Clarkson, razzle-dazzle dribble. Hesitates. Feeling the tunes. Gives it to Conley. Rotates to Oni. Left corner three, no. Rebound tapped around. Hawks have it. Jazz have 17 threes tonight. So Kristen and a foul on Conley, but Conley has stopped the action. So Clarkson, the 0-0 to him is like free of mind, free spirit, not thinking, just playing. It also stems back to him learning the guitar and music and how he feels when he's playing music and in that mode. So that's what 0-0 means to Jordan.
It's amazing how you can make something mean something. Numbers mean something. Events mean something. Tattoos mean something that...
I mean, he's crazy creative, right?
He's got the tattoos. Everything means something, I think, with the tattoos.
Yeah, I mean, I think Jordan's this interesting mix of this inner-city San Antonio kid raised by a Filipino family who's gone back to the Philippines to find himself there. Mm-hmm. He's got the ability to hang with the biggest stars of L.A. and the nightclubs and get in a van and live outside for 3 weeks. Like, he's all over the place, right? Like, yeah. It's kind of this great personality all put together. And he's, you know, I mean, as much as he's hanging conversations with Quinn Snyder, Joe Ingles seems to be his closest friend on the team. And yet at the same time, like, there's a, quote, urban element to Jordan. 103-76. Jordan working here, and Favors tries to roll on the pick, grabs a man, and that's a foul. That Chicago-Oklahoma City game is a final now. They went to overtime. OKC beat Chicago 127-125. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander had 33. Zach LaVine had 35. 103-76, 8:17 left. Okongwu getting some extra time here, but he misses a handoff, and the Jazz have it. Fast break, Clarkson, right side three. Feet set, ball went, splash.
Averaging about 17 points a ball game and did not score in the first half. He's up to 13 already.
He's going to get there. He's got his 9-3 attempts up. The Jazz now have 18 threes tonight. Three left side up and in for Cam Reddish, who's having a career night from behind the arc. 106-79. Ron and I spent some time with the other team's broadcasters before games. We told them that Clarkson straight down the barrel three. Again, this one's off the mark. We told him that, you know, he'd give us catch and shoots and the Jazz will kill you. And the Jazz were 0-6 to start the night on catch and shoots. And I was like, my scouting report's terrible. Well, they're about 10 of their last 14. Here's the rookie Okongwu working Favors, gets denied, throws up a right-hand shot and scores his first NBA basket.
I didn't think that had any chance of going in. That shot was taken and his back was still at the basket, but he was turning, never got the shoulder square.
106-81 the score, 7 minutes left. Jazz the offense will take the show. The defense is the story right now. The Hawks' offensive rating is an 88.5, Ron. 88.5, they came in at a 115.3. The Jazz are about to have, against Detroit, they had their best defensive game of the year. They beat it against Cleveland. Beautiful pass by Donovan. Catch and shoot three. Clarkson, left corner, good. And this is ridiculous right now. The Jazz are just 19 threes and are just putting it on the Hawks.
And what the Jazz, what Quinn was talking about before the ball game was like over help. We're seeing a little bit of that with the Hawks. Started in that third period where they were so concerned about the dribble drive and you start over help and you give up 3-point shots.
You know, one thing I've noticed in some of these games, Ron, and here Quinn's gonna actually pull the plug and bring in some of his guys right now. I've noticed coaches playing guys a little longer than you might think in blowouts. And I think it's because they're getting so little floor time for practice and other things that they're keeping guys out there to get that extra 2 or 3 minutes. I mean, Atlanta goes to Phoenix. They don't play their game. They go to practice, and the court at the Talking Stick Arena's got dust all over because the court is being under renovation, and so they couldn't really practice on the court. Drive to the basket, miss. Okongwu flies high and dunks it. That is the springy sixth pick of the NBA draft. Azubuike in the ball game, playing with Oni Bogdanović, O'Neal, and Clarkson. So trying to give, and he doesn't quite know the play. So now the Jazz are trying to fiddle out of this, and Clarkson has to force up a three. Oni going in for the offensive rebound, can't control it. Right side, Goodwin. Quick release, no. Bogdanović rebounds. Azubuike getting some extra time here tonight. Bogdanovich driving, beats his man to the rack. Layup. Azubuike touched it in the cylinder. I think that was going in anyway.
It was going in anyway. Just took away 2 points there for...
So these are good minutes for Azubuike here. 5:41 left. Playing with four primary rotation guys. Atlanta's got a little bit of their bench group on the floor, but this is a good chance for him to show himself. He's going up against the sixth pick of the draft. So that's where the spotlight is right now. They go to Okongwu, mid-block left. The USC Trojan bumps back, spins, kicks it back out to Goodwin. Goodwin for three, short. Rebound off Clarkson to Okongwu. And he travels. Boy, by the way, speaking of USC, see those two twins? Oh, boy, they got two kids. They just put it on Washington the other night. Uh-huh. Might be the number one pick of the draft if it's not Cade Cunningham.
That's good.
Looks it. This draft's supposed to be really good. Unlike what the expectations of last year were. Niang's initiating the offense. Flares it out left wing to Clarkson. Clarkson drives, passes to Azubuike. Wasn't ready for it, so it goes out of bounds.
Wasn't ready because he was trying to position himself for a rebound.
Wasn't a bad pass, I don't think.
Wasn't a bad pass, no.
109-83. Atlanta working through. Solomon Hill frees himself for a mid-range jumper. It's good. Quinn wants a timeout. 4:55 left. 109-85 on the Jazz Radio Network. Just tuning in, out for the night, missed us, want to know what's going on? I got great news for you if you're a Jazz fan. The Jazz has been flat out brilliant tonight. Their offensive rating is a 116, which actually is good, not incredible. The defense has been amazing against a good offensive Hawks team. This has been a blowout, and the Jazz lead at 109-85. And Shaq Harrison, Elijah Hughes, Mia Oney, George Niang and Azubuike on the floor. So every Jazz player has played. Back cut, Harrison. Hands off to Hughes. Hughes takes the left-hand dribble, jump stops in the lane, chests it back out to Niang, and Hughes travels.
So this five will play the last 4:40.
109-85, 4:40 left. Oops, defensive breakdown. Goodwin drives right in the body of Azubuike and draws the foul. Azubuike, the Jazz first-round draft pick. Defensive rating at Kansas was outstanding. Bill Self says he's the best defensive player he's ever had. Shot 76% predominantly on dunks. He is a below 50% free throw shooter, however.
But this game is faster. Guys are just as big and strong. That's why it's so difficult, Dave, to draft players. I mean, if you're the Dennis Lindsay's of the world, you just don't know who's going to turn out to be a pro player.
Harrison picked up from the Chicago Bulls, top to Niang, who was the second leading scorer all time at Iowa State and had to change his game to become an NBA player, and the Jazz committed over and back. ...109-86 Utah. Goodwin driving on Oney, who's been playing regular rotation minutes with Ingles hurt. Top to Snell, lobs it up high to Okongwu, the rookie out of USC, sixth pick. He wraps the pass back to Goodwin. Gives to Okongwu, free throw line jump or baseline jumper, no good, and George Niang rebounds. 109-86. Harrison driving, lobs. Azubuike couldn't corral it.
front court with 3:44 left. Hill fires the three. It's no good. Rebound Azubuike shoved off on Okongwu to get the rebound. League rules mandate we finish this thing out, and there's 3:41 left. Be really weird if we went to like playground rules and like had like mercy. We would have clicked that one in about 20 minutes ago. The Jazz were just brilliant.
Or running clock. Mm-hmm.
I like that idea. Or the other one is that the Elon scoring they did in the All-Star game, I actually think is the answer to make all of this entertaining. It gives you a game-winning shot on every night, and you never have this experience, Rob. You always have playing to this certain number that is established as Harrison drives and misses. Elon scoring is where at some point along the night you set a number. So in other words, we would have Snell hit, misses the three, rebound Harrison. So tonight, 87-74, and let's say you have to score 25 points in the fourth quarter to win, Ron. We would have just played until the Jazz scored 25 points plus 87. So 112 becomes your number, and then right now there'd be excitement, right? Who's going to, how do we score the 112? It'd be excitement. And you, as a broad, you know, there's like something to it. It is far more exciting way to play than what we're doing.
Waiting for the clock to run out.
This is silly. You know, my dad always had a great comment about baseball. My dad said, I'm a baseball traditionalist, but everyone should play with a designated hitter. And I said, why? And he said, because when the pitcher comes up, I go to the bathroom because it's boring. And if it's an entertainment, sports are entertainment. If something's boring, you should get rid of it. It's
true.
When
the pitcher comes up the bat, he goes to the rat.
Right, because he doesn't care. He knows what happens. It'll be boring. 109-89. Imagine right now. Jazz need three to win to get to 112. Harrison, left side to Niang. Off the Azubuike pick. Gives to Oni. Oni drives back to Niang for the victory. Oh, off the back rim. A loose ball rebound, Harrison. Harrison penetrates to the rack, left-hand layup short. Harrison steals it back. Harrison back out to Niang. Right side, Hughes. Hughes drives with the right hand. Gives it back up to Niang. Niang missed for the victory a minute ago. He drives, puts it off the window, and the Jazz were within one of winning. See, this would be much more exciting. 111-89. I'm changing the rules of the NBA as the night goes on. It'll be a scholarship tonight for another lucky person as Ryan Smith and Ashley Smith donate a four-year college scholarship every time the Jazz win, and they're 1 point away from their Elon win as Niang comes to the front court. Gives it out to the wing to Hughes. Right side three is good, and the Jazz win. See, Ron? I'm telling you. More interesting than what's going on right now. 113-89. People are listening going, what is going on? And Fernando in the game drives the baseline and travels. I'm promoting Elon scoring as what the NBA should do in every game, every night. Think about how amazing it would be if like we're down by 13 and you came back in the fourth quarter and won.
David.
Yes, Ron, you're not buying. No. You're not on board?
I'm not on board.
Niang driving. Kick out. Oni, right side three. Good. 23 of the night for the Utah Jazz. Another $50 for the Huntsman Cancer Research Foundation, courtesy of Mountain America Credit Union. Mia Oni, 2 of 5 for three tonight. Goodwin driving. At Azubuike. Misses. Rebound comes down to Harrison. Harrison leaves it behind for Oni. Mia got his first varsity letter in the marching band. Gives to Niang. Right side three, swirls out. Jazz 116, Hawks 89. I'm going to do it every night for the rest of the year. Elon scoring. I'm going to live in my own little world. 48 seconds left. Goodwin driving at Hughes. Gets caught in the air. Throws it back out to Hill. Hill dribbles off his back leg, picks it back up, finds Goodwin, who shoots a three and airballs. Ron, we could be home by now. Left side three is up and in. That's Tony Snell, the veteran.
Our defensive play of the night brought to you by Vivint was Derek Favors' third quarter play that changed the game tonight. That's brought to you by Vivint, smart security professionally installed. 116, 92, 23 seconds left. Harrison in the lane, hangs back, misses. Azubuike offensive rebound, power dribble, turns it over. And the clock will run out with the Jazz winning at 116 to 92. That was impressive. Ron Boone, Jazz have won four in a row. They head to Denver for a fun Sunday midday game and then back home for a ton. What's your thought on this one tonight?
Well, this ball game tonight I thought was entertaining. I thought Jazz did a lot of things well. Very impressed with the game plan against Trey. Just took him out of his comfort zone. I mean, needs to play with the ball in his hands. Conley, Quinn Snyder talked about before the ball game, don't give him anything easy, make him, you know, just work for everything. And he's not a very good player without the basketball. He has to have the ball in his hands.
Joined now by Tim Lacombe and Jake Scott.